This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com. There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's upset you now?
The algorithm and reels. How are we into the algorithm? The algorithm. I'll tell you what the algorithm is, right?
I've got to say, can I just quickly... I don't know what the algorithm is.
What is it, Paul? What is the algorithm? I'll tell you what the algorithm is. It's a grass. An absolute grass.
In what respect? See, what now, I have had conversations with people about the algorithm, and then I'm like, oh, I don't actually know what this is.
No,
I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's all about the algorithm.
No one does.
And I'm like, I don't know what it means. I don't know what does it mean.
No one knows what the algorithm is. I absolutely, and I tell you, no, seems to know what the algorithm is. People who are non-creative and in no way funny and make my timeline full of people looking at other people doing. I don't want to sound like an old man, like shaking my fist at a cloud or someone getting annoyed with Elvis shaking his hips. But you just go, this. What is this? Who are these people on my timeline?
Your problem is what the algorithm does to you, can use the algorithm.
Well, there's a couple of ways. The algorithm is an absolute grass, right? Because, like, I was showing my son my phone the other day. I was trying to get him to show me how to work stuff on it. And he goes, Dad, why have you got all these videos of tall women?
Really tall.
Not really tall, but tall women.
I was going to say, is that the only criteria?
You've got loads of videos with tall women and also loads of videos of tying knots, tying fishing knots. So, like, the algorithm just makes you feel like a perv and that you're
tall
really,
women
you're,
tying
you're
fishing
really
knots
boring.
Two separate categories.
I'm sure then they found tall women fishing. And I was like,
how niche is this algorithm?
It's an absolute grass.
Why have you got, what's the tying the fish thing?
I like fishing.
He likes fishing and tall women, okay? Give the guy a break. Were you the algorithm?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a grass following you around, going, yeah, I won't tell anyone that, don't worry. And then, bah, there it is, with some guitar music underneath it that makes me feel strangely relaxed. Just on a loop.
It's sort of a bit of a grass, but also, you know, like, it's quite good. It does all the sort of heavy lifting for you, really, in terms of finding exactly what you're into. It probably knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It knows who you really are.
Yeah.
And not who you want to be.
There's that thing, isn't there? I've mentioned this before, that like Google knows you're pregnant before you do.
Oh, really?
Have you heard this?
No.
Like based on searches or whatever it is, there's all of these things that Google will be able to tell you about yourself that you didn't even realize.
Yeah. See, I'm not a massive perv either. I don't look at porn. I don't look at things. I genuinely don't, right? It's not really my vibe. Right? So when these things pop up, I'm losing you guys. when these things pop up, I'm like, well, I haven't looked at that, and I must have looked at something for like 5 seconds longer than I should have.
Yes.
and then it goes, he likes that. He likes that. Get it? You know, I don't know if your mum or your dad.
I keep getting a lot of gangster interviews. That's yeah. They obviously. Dave Courtney talking about being a pallbearer at the Craze funeral, and I'm like,
oh. Yeah,
and tall women.
Yeah, I just don't like it. And then you try to use it, you know. You're trying to use it for your career.
Yes.
Charlie,
next time I do stand-up, Charlie, I'm going to do it tying a fishing knot.
Yeah, exactly, then I'll see
on
it.
On stilts.
You know what it's like when you're tying a fishing knot and your hands are really cold and you just can't get that loop in, can you?
That's it. Like, I'm not going for mass. I'm going to go for world domination, one viewer at a time. So I'm just going to do really specific. What is it about tall women fishing? Yeah,
but you don't even get the algorithm gets you. Even if you just you don't, I didn't realize this. You don't have to tap on anything.
Mm.
You just have to look at it.
You just have to lurk,
look at it for a bit.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I only looked at that for a bit. leave me alone.
It's when it cross-pollinates. It's like when you're sort of Googling about something, I don't know, like Airbnb and in an area or something like that, and then you go on to TikTok and it starts showing you Cornish. You know, you're like, hold on a second.
Yeah, I didn't.
This is worrying.
Yeah. And there's a new thing with the algorithm and the reels as well, is where people will sit and watch other people doing a reel, and then they'll just sort of shake their head or like nod at it, you know, or like... Or like react to it, and I'm like, what is?
What are you talking about? Hang on, no,
this isn't the algorithm. This is real. Sorry, this is on reels. But it must. It must.
What do you mean? Someone's watching. What do you mean?
You can split the screen, and you can duet with the thing. But people don't duet with the thing. They're like watching someone else do the thing.
I've seen the one where I know that, the split screen, so it'll be like a scene in a film and the person will kind of act out the other part. Or I've seen one where Snoop Doggy Dogg is ringing someone and they are like a voice call and then they'll go, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But,
the whole thing annoys me, all of this stuff,
and I say this, Sean doesn't agree with me, but I don't feel like this level of consumption and output is sustainable. And I do feel like in a couple of years' time, everyone's just going to go back to reading books and think, what the fuck was that all about?
No, I totally disagree. Yeah, as Paul said, I totally disagree with that. I don't think history has a track record of things dwindling
back. Vinyl records outsell a lot of stuff, so people want that and like people like going to see something live, don't they? People want to feel it, they want the, you know, and especially the younger generation. I see how my son, who's 16, he will want experiences, he wants to feel stuff, but also at the same time he will never listen to a whole song. He will only listen to a bit of it, a whole song.
I thought you were going to say I still
listen to albums.
He won't listen to a whole song. He'll listen to it, he'll go, I like this bit, and he'll forward to the bit he likes.
What? Are you joking?
It's what they do then. So that's why.
That's making me feel sick.
Loads of artists now are coming from Instagram.
Are doing 15-second songs.
15-second loops. So there's this one woman who pops up on my and she's not very tall, but she pops up on my thing, and she's got this song, Everything Was Black and White. And it goes on like this, right? And it goes on for about three more lines. And then and I'm like, oh, I'd love to hear the rest of that song. I bet it's great. That's the song.
Wow.
What's it, how does it go?
Everything was black and white. And then she sings two more lines about someone else. And then you came along and everything was sunshine or something like that, right?
And you've got such a lovely voice, Charlie. I always forget this.
I know, that was beautiful.
And really, I'm used to Sean singing, which does not sound like that.
Don't agree.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
So all I have to do is write 3 lines and I could, there's a chance that I could make it.
If you get it right with the young folk.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's just like, so that's the algorithm, you know.
Nothing's got any space or subtlety or nuance.
I don't understand about the algorithm is that basically if you can, it feels like, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like it doesn't necessarily matter if what you're doing is good.
Nah.
What matters is that you crack, this is what they say, crack the algorithm.
Exactly that. It's making non-creative people feel creative because you can just fill in the gaps and then there it is.
Yeah.
It's like Guitar Hero making people feel like they can play guitar.
How do you mean? Sort of get the essence of what the thing is. Yeah. Distill down to sort of like cupboards be like.
Yeah, lip syncing to something.
Cupboards be like.
I'd like to see cupboards be like. Like everything falling out. What you'd be is a person in the cupboard and you'd be like, cupboards be like, and someone would open the cupboard.
And then you go,
and you'd fall out.
I think this is a good sketch.
I like this as well.
Right, let's all come up with something now. We're going to do on Instagram and try and play. So I'm going to do algorithm, right?
That must have been done.
I don't know.
That's too good an idea to have not been done.
I'm going to do algorithm and just walk around with people showing them stuff that they like.
Algorithm, you go bass.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's a whole other sketch. You can have that one if you want, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we used to have a school dinner lady who'd bring in bags of sweets every day, right? Just bags of sweets.
That's a bit worrying.
She'd hand them round in the...
It was a different time.
In the playground. This is the 80s. Right? She'd handing them round in the playground. So she did this for about 3 weeks and we all got in trouble. And then she kept bringing them in. She kept bringing in the sweets, even though we were all in trouble. And like, we were kids, you know, so we're going to have the sweets. And that's what I think the algorithm's like. Keep showing you stuff. I'm in trouble. I don't want to see this anymore. I don't want to see school kids fighting or a man having his eye taken out or whatever. You know, I only looked at it for a bit.
Or one of the Richardson brothers talking about how they only murdered their own, in my case. With algorithm, that word, was that invented specifically for this, or has that been how long has the word algorithm been around for?
I'm not Susie Dent, so we need Susie Dent on for that bit.
Do you know, Sean?
I'm trying to Google it now. Algorithm.
That's going to ruin, your algorithm.
You know, at the end of every year, they go, the new words that got put into the Oxford Dictionary. I wonder when algorithm kind of entered the public consciousness. Yeah. And whether it had been repurposed, it was previously used for something else.
No, but this is the thing. It's the algorithm has one meaning, according to Oxford Languages, and it's a process or set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations.
Oh, right.
Especially by a computer.
Well, it'll be centuries old then, won't it? Because it'll be like...
Yes.
It'll be it'll be ancient because we have to have that. It's just a sum, I suppose, isn't it? It's science, it's maths.
Yes. Can you Google when was the word algorithm?
Yes, Paul. Ruin is algorithm.
This is really...
You're going to be getting loads of stuff now about
algorithms.
Words.
Yeah.
This is why you're doing that as well. These are annoying as well, aren't they? People ask me, why do you do this every day? Yeah, I do this every day because I love it. That's the sort of thing I get, and then people just
do it.
What
the hell are you talking about?
One of the reels I watch would just be that voiceover, someone saying that, and it'll just be someone like painting a wall or something, or like doing a good job
so
on someone's plumbing.
No,
it's like people advertising their wares or what they do for a living, or you know how proud they are of their hobby. You know, drives me mental.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Don't Google it. You'll only ever see it.
Oh, God.
Such a philistine. It's terrible because you guys are talking about all of these things that you watch and read that come out, like they kind of come out of your circle of interest. You're getting out there and seeing all these things. I literally look up film news.
Yeah.
Wrestling news.
Oh, yeah.
And Blink-182 news. That's the internet to me.
Blink-182 news.
Wow.
Is that like Sky Sports News? Does Jeff Stelling tell you on a Saturday what Blink-182 are up to?
Basically, there is an Instagram page that people control in Italy that know everything. But that is the internet to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know what's going on TikTok. I've got TikTok. Yeah, occasionally, I open it. It overwhelms me. But I don't even stay on it. I look at it for 2 seconds and go, whoa.
Don't know
close it.
Don't know what that is.
Because if you look at, you know, you get those kind of profiles of people who are fans of this. This is who they are. If you put those two things into, so Blink-182, wrestling.
Yeah.
On paper, I've got to say, you are not my cup of tea. if this was like friend Tinder and that was in your bio, I don't know which way you swipe for not wanting it, but whichever that one is, I would be doing that.
The dating profile, it doesn't sound a great... You sound very single in that.
You sound like you take all your stuff around in a carrier bag.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I've got the wrestling
thing. Who you are and what you're into don't match up.
Yeah, that's true.
Who I am and
how you present to the world, you know, like what how you sort of come across is at odds with who you are as a person. a wrestling Blink-182 fan.
So yeah. I
don't think I know one Blink-182 song. Do I? Do I know any Blink-182 songs?
You will know a couple.
Are they childish, Paul?
Are they
childish, Paul? They sound childish.
I need to explain myself. I feel like I need to explain myself here. I can't explain the Blink-182. That's just music that I really love. The wrestling, I need to... As you are both aware, I am a very stressed disposition.
Yes.
Very anxious all the time, just life. Oh, my God. And wrestling was something I was into as a child.
Mm.
And I just read up what's happening because it just relaxes me and brings me back to when I was a child.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, that's allowed. You're very much allowed to do that.
Thanks. As we were singing then, all I was thinking was, for the love of God, man, watch your algorithm.
You are going to end up with a lot of Blink-182 now, McBusted. Is that your sort of thing? Is it like 14-year-old girls' music, Blink-182?
It was once upon a time.
It's going to be Blink-182 videos, wrestling videos, and tips on how to lose your virginity.
The first...
Kissing techniques. Kiss the back of your hand.
That was the hilarious Charlie Baker, who you can catch across all of the socials. And he is also on tour with 24-hour Pasty People. Do check out his dates. And he'll also be back on tour in the autumn.
Great title. I love that, 24-hour Pasty People. And he is hilarious. If you are enjoying these shorter episodes and you would like more of this, we do an hour-long episode each and every Monday over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/WUIN and you can sign up for as little as £3 a month. Patreon.com/WUIN.